Jesus knew that his time on earth was drawing to a close. He felt a need to get away with his closest friends. He gathered them together in the upper room of a private dwelling. He shared the Passover meal and his final instructions with them. There was so much to tell them. There was so much to remember. The hour was late. The time was near. Jesus, knowing already that he was being betrayed, needed to talk with his Father. So, he led his remaining followers to the garden called Gethsemane. There, in grief, in fear, he knelt and wept and prayed.
Abba, Father, not my will but yours be.
Jesus returned to the place in the garden where he had left his disciples. He found them asleep.
Can you not watch with me 1 hour?
But not everyone in his path worshipped him. Not everyone believed him to be the door, the way to heaven. There were some who feared him, jealous of his attention. One man, a disciple named Judas Iscariot, saw Jesus as a means by which to pad his own pocket. The deal was made. The precious Son of God was exchanged for the price of a precious metal. Though he did not suspect it, with this transaction, Judas himself opened the doorway to the kingdom a little wider. And while Jesus prayed, Judas arrived in the garden. With him was an angry mob and armed soldiers sent by the chief priests. The soldiers arrested Jesus, taking him immediately to the high priest. There, he was mocked, beaten, spat upon, and finally sent to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. The governor questioned him, but found no reason to hold this Messiah he had heard so much about. But the crowd was angry and began to shout. And they led him to a hill called Calvary. There, they nailed him to the cross. There, they crucified him. Jesus was dead. One of his followers, Joseph of Arimathea, took the body, prepared it for burial, then laid it in his own tomb. A huge stone was rolled across the entrance and sealed. The door that seemed to be opening was slammed shut. Closed once and for all. But the death of God's Son did not close the door. Instead, it finally began to open forever. On the third day, women came to the tomb and found that the stone was rolled away and that the Lord's body no longer lay there.
Our Lord is gone. What will we do?
He was welcomed as royalty, hailed as king. He was worshipped as the Son of God. Prophets had called him Prince, Counselor, Jehovah, and Father. He was known by lofty titles, but there were a few people who knew him and loved him as an intimate friend. He is alive. The door is finally opened. And because he arose from the grave, there is now an eternal passageway for us. Jesus is the way. He is the truth, the life. Enter into the presence of a holy God. Enter now the door.